Hey, I'm Joe Broadhurst. You're listening to CKUT Radio in Montreal, and on the phone I am joined with David Swanson, who is the organizer for Camp Democracy, now located in Washington, D.C. Good afternoon.
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me on.
So can you tell my listeners a little bit about Camp Democracy and when it got started and what you guys are planning to do down there?
Well, the idea arose some months ago, and we started talking about how people could come to D.C. because so many people wanted to come to the Capitol because they're fed up with the direction this government is taking, in particular related to the war. And we got a burst of energy in the planning when Cindy Sheehan agreed to move her camp from outside President Bush's so-called ranch down in Texas, where she had Camp Casey named for her son, who she lost in the war. And in the end, her health has taken a bad turn, and she's canceled all events, so she's not here with us. But a lot of people came up from Texas with materials and banners and sound systems and so forth. And we've set up these huge tents on the National Mall, which is between the Washington Monument and the United States Capitol, big area of grass. And much of it, where I'm standing, is filled with tombstones that we've set up. There are flags and banners and giant inflated George Bush with a Pinocchio nose, and it looks like a festival, and there's a crowd of people here taking part in panels and workshops and training sessions and learning nonviolence and learning how to lobby, and people from different movements talking to each other. And we've been here since September 5th, and we'll be here till the 21st, and there are all kinds of events going on during that time.
And how did you manage to get a permit for that?
We went to the Park Service and got a permit, and there's lots of negotiating and meetings, and it takes a number of people who are good at it to do it. But we actually have a permit that extends well beyond the 21st, so we could lengthen this thing if we decide to.
And so tell us a little bit about the schedule that's going to take place. I know today there's some people are going to submit something to the Department of Justice. Is that correct?
In fact, that's just happened, and they're just walking back as we speak. There's a group called the Bush Crimes Commission, and you can go, I believe it's bushcommission.org on the Internet, and they've been holding hearings and seriously compiling evidence over the past year or more on the question of whether the Bush administration is guilty of war crimes and or crimes against humanity. And they had a number of serious judges and heard from dozens of witnesses and compiled the testimony, and today delivered the verdict here at Camp Democracy. We had a press conference, and then a group marched over first to the White House to deliver the verdict and then to the Department of Justice. And surprisingly enough, the verdict was guilty on all counts, and I can run through what the various crimes are if you like, if you haven't heard about them. But this group is going to be having a panel discussion and showing video of testimony this evening at the camp. One of our vice presidents or someone is driving by, and there are lots of sirens. Usually a crowd of people runs over to say hi. We have events like this going on today and in the coming days, and this weekend, Saturday the 16th, is a day of peace with all sorts of great speakers and workshops and events, and the 17th is a day dedicated to impeachment. And we have former Congress members who worked to impeach Richard Nixon. We have the authors of books, academics, legal scholars, everyone who has something to say about impeachment. And we are here on the National Mall with a big crowd, but it's not as big as we want. And so but people are sending us money. People send us money, but they don't come. And so we're offering people, including those listening to this station, money to pay for a van or a bus or whatever it takes to get you guys down here for the coming weekend. There's going to be huge events for peace and impeachment on the National Mall, and it's a free trip to Washington.
And can you just tell my listeners what maybe two or three of the major offenses that he's being charged with by this commission?
Well, Well, some are related to the war, beginning with the crime of launching an aggressive war, which the hearings in Nuremberg decreed to be the supreme crime, which differs from other crimes in that it encompasses within itself the evil of the whole. And this is a war that there is no dispute was launched without United Nations Security Council authorization and without being in self-defense from an attack by Iraq. Iraq had nothing to do with September 11th, and no other attack on the United States by Iraq has even been alleged. So this was a crime of aggression, the ultimate crime. And then there are all of the war crimes that follow that are part of every war, and in particular this one, the torture, the detentions without charge, the attacks on civilians, the use of chemical weapons, and so forth. But these... there are other crimes that mean a lot to Americans that were not included because they're not crimes against humanity, things like the illegal spying programs that have been set up. But then there were crimes of humanity that we don't hear much about that were included and on which there was a guilty verdict. And those include the United States policy towards AIDS programs in the third world, where we're pushing abstinence only and with genocidal results, and our policies toward global warming, which are potentially disastrous to much of the world, and the actions of the Bush administration prior to and after the disaster of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans were included as well. So there are a number of offenses, and for those who spend their time thinking about the crimes of the Bush administration, there's no end to the list. You know, this is an administration that has overturned 800 acts of Congress with signing statements. We have a dictatorship now in place of an executive branch, and the crimes are endless. So we're trying to end the war, but we're under no delusions that our Congress can end the war should we actually persuade them to do so. We have to remove Bush and Cheney and their colleagues from office before we can end the war or do anything else.
Does it seem like the Justice Department is taking this seriously, the will of the people?
I haven't heard the detailed report from the group that's just back from the Justice Department, but absolutely not. I mean, this is a Justice Department that is appointed by and works with the Bush White House and has not been inclined to investigate any crimes. I mean, the more news-breaking events such as when it came out that the Bush administration had leaked the identity of an undercover CIA agent, which is a serious crime. These things are not investigated by the Justice Department, and in fact, when the Attorney General should be recusing himself because of conflicts of interest, he doesn't. We have to put our primary hope, I think, in Congress and in impeachment. We're not going to get a special prosecutor. We're not going to get criminal indictments anytime soon. What we might get is a political case, an impeachment trial in Congress, if we can pressure our Congress to do that.
Do you think the reason people aren't showing up is that this administration has done anything and all it can to make sure that protesters are squashed down and its use of force against protesters? Do you think that's keeping people away?
Well, there is a great deal of fear. A lot of people are afraid. We do have planes and driving by all the time taking pictures of us, and we go and take pictures of them and put them on the website at campdemocracy.org and say, look at this guy who's spying on us today. But I think more than that, a lot of people are simply busy working, one job, two jobs, three jobs, searching for a job. People are working to save their homeless shelter or to save their neighborhood or to keep their school open, and not everyone understands the centrality of the war as the root of all evil in this country and the source of all loss of funds for all other programs. But Also, there are a lot of people who have been trained in America to think of democracy as elections, and you don't do anything when there's an election less than a year away. You wait until after the election when all will be well with the world. And sadly, we routinely have elections stolen now in this country, but we continue to put all our eggs in that basket. And so there are people who don't want to distract themselves from working on next November's elections by, God forbid, promoting any issues that actually candidates should be forced to think about. And, you know, there are other strange reasons in this country why people don't do things. A lot of people are devoting their time now to bizarre fantasies about what really happened on September 11th, 2001, where there weren't really any airplanes and the Pentagon shot a secret missile out of thin air into itself and so forth. And I'm beginning to suspect that a lot of that is an attempt to portray the Bush administration as superhuman and possessing divine powers, because the things that these theories allege to have been done could not be done by human beings. And if the Bush administration is that powerful, then we are absolved of all responsibility, all guilt for our failure to throw them out. In the meantime, we have 500 crimes for which the evidence is public knowledge, and all that remains is for the citizens to rise up and do something about it.
So if some of my listeners wanted to get involved, or if they have relatives in the United States that they'd like to give this information to, they would go to campdemocracy.org, is that correct?
That is correct. Go to campdemocracy.org. There's a link there for the schedule, what's happening on which day. There's a link for rooms and rides. You can get free rooms down here. You can get free rides. You can offer a ride if you're coming. And if you want to organize a van or a bus, you can contact us, and we will pay for it.
All right. I've been speaking with Dave Swanson, who is the organizer for Camp Democracy down in Washington, D.C. That is taking place until September 21st. I hope all of my listeners will take a moment, if they have the time, and go to campdemocracy.org and search for information and hopefully get a ride to go down there, because this is important. Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking to me.
Have a nice day.
You too.